Russia's big political boss has jailed Russia's biggest financial tycoon, and the repercussions are being felt around the world.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
A representative headline in Nezavisnaya Gazeta, one of the fewer and fewer Russian independent news outlets, reads, "Capitalism with Stalin's face." The jailing of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the chairman of the giant Yukos oil company, must be unsettling to President Bush, who has invested heavily in President Putin as a democratic ally. At Camp David a month ago, the president praised Putin's vision of a Russia at peace with the world, a country in which democracy and the rule of law thrive. Russia helped the Bush administration assemble the unanimous resolution of the United Nations Security Council backing the American-led efforts for reconstruction in Iraq. But Russian aid has come with a cost, overlooking the increasing assertion of undemocratic controls by the veteran KGB officer. Putin's underlings control the Duma, the parliament, and have forced the withdrawal of several candidates in the election next March. Khodorkovsky's principal sin, apparently, was that he helped to bankroll opposition parties. His partner, Platon Lebedev, was jailed last July for the same reason. Since the collapse of the communist state, Russia has been the scene of a war between bureaucrats and a new class of economic tycoons. It is when the oligarchs try to exert their control on the government that they run into trouble. The lines are not always clear. For example, Putin's chief of staff, Alexander Voloshin, resigned out of sympathy with Khodorkovsky. The Kremlin has now blocked Khodorkovsky's attempt to sell off his Yukos oil shares, sending another flurry of anxiety through Russian markets. President Bush may have to reconsider whether his friend Putin is really presiding over a country where democracy and the rule of law thrive. This is Daniel Shore.